You know, I notice sometimes you leave the room. Why do you go out so much?
Don't want to ruin everyone's good time.
Oh. Emily Hayes, will you share with us your philosophy of life?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Shut up, Jay!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, would you say that you're unique?
I'm the only one.
And Rich Thomas, I understand that you're going to visit a nudist colony. What are you going to do when you get there?
Look for the bare necessities.
And how about you listeners out there? What do you think?
Come on, fellas. I think we owe it to ourselves to see how this goes.
Sounds like a plan to me. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, one of the better post-Father's Day stories I think you're ever going to see. Hi, I'm old and dying people.
Stop it.
And there he goes.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Well, at least this hot and humid weather is going to be healthy. No, wait. No, it's not. Some spotty storms possible today, but most towns will stay dry. I think the rain chances will be somewhere in the 20 to 30% range. High today, around 92. Heat index will be approaching 100. We got to 94 yesterday with a heat index of 100. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and storms become more numerous. They'll still be random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening, 90 to 92 the next couple of days, tomorrow and Wednesday. And then Thursday, with a high around 89, thunderstorms are likely. I think a few of the storms could be strong. And I really think that by Thursday, the Storm Prediction Center will have us probably in a severe weather risk as a vigorous upper air disturbance moves through. And then widely scattered storms by the time we get to the weekend. Right now, this morning, with, how humid is it? The dew point right now is 72 with a temperature of 74 and calm winds at 7:04.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
I got it. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. I'm here to call out the next name in our call-in for carrots contest. That name for the 7 o'clock hour is Zach Weaver. Zach Weaver, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Zach Weaver. And if you do, you will qualify for a one carat forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk. Also, News Talk listeners, we're calling out names every hour from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening all week long. If you haven't registered your name yet, go to newstalk931.com and do so, and then keep listening. Your name could be one of the ones that we call, like we just called Zach Weaver.
Ooh, Zach Weaver.
All right.
You're going full Gary Wright on this.
Yeah. I can't help it.
I'm going to attempt a convoluted intro for Random Facts.
Do you think you should in your condition?
Will it make us sweat?
Oh,
in your condition. Oops.
What?
This is the story I was referring to a little bit earlier. Guess what state?
New Hampshire.
Yeah,
Florida.
New Hampshire, Florida, where a dad thought his daughter's Daisy Dukes were just a little bit too short.
Oh, boy.
On an accounting, you want to know why?
Yeah, that's how sick I am. I forgot.
The tornado guy.
On an accounting, you want to know why?
I love it.
Did they talk about him at your weather conference?
The traffic circle. Oh, yeah, we had a whole talk about traffic circles and tornadoes. And the man's right.
Anyway, here's how Dad handled it. He put on his Daisy Dukes and said, I'll pick you up in school wearing these if you don't wear longer shorts.
Oh, my.
We have to have a call. Get your shorts.
No.
What about the news fit better?
No.
Oh.
Where are your butt-cutting shorts?
Butt-cutting shorts?
Which one?
The new ones that we just bought, they were supposed to be a lot longer. Get him.
No.
Put him on. I will pick you up in school every day with these on if you don't put them on. Whose are shorter, babe?
How are you to say?
Lord.
I'm really glad there's no video associated with this.
I could,
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Facebook of it.
No, neither am I.
I'm glad my dad never said my... Never mind. His butt was...
Butt's hanging out them shorts, Rich. I'm going to have to start wearing the same thing. I don't know why your dad sounds like this, but that's what I'm going
with. I'm looking for the video here, and I can't find the dang thing.
That's all right. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I saw a picture on Facebook of it, and it was disturbing.
We'll take your word for it.
Thanks. Even though
have your note-taking devices handy because Jay's going to be doing random facts shortly.
Yep.
I have no explanation for that. I have no idea what it's probably. No, it's a ruptured lung or something, and it's...
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Well...
Go to the doctor. Maybe. Go to the doctor. I got it. I'll run the board. It'll be a great show.
Well, didn't the Bee Gees have a song? How can you mend a ruptured lung?
A ruptured lung. Oh, man, a whole summer full of that song. Man, it was a bad song, but you know, like all those dirges, the women buy those, and
what the women,
the women's buy those.
It's all our fault, women.
Well, no, that's women drive the market in radio, music radio. They really do, always have. That's why I told Dennis DeYoung. I said, "It's great you guys want to rock and roll, but you need another lady." You need another song that's gonna, you know, that you're writing specifically.
So it's your fault that we got Babe?
Well, I didn't write it, but I kind of gave
him... But you planted the seed.
That, and to do other songs in a similar ilk, like Come Sail Away and others.
That is a jam.
Oh, it's awesome.
What a jam. Also, Mr. Roboto, total jam.
709, I'm imagining at some point today, although if I don't feel like driving there, I know I can have my scripts called in and they'll drive them to my house. Adam's Drugs, they do deliver. Who's around during the day to pick up medications, you know?
Right.
So if your doctor phones in something, you really shouldn't drive if you're not feeling well. I wasn't feeling that bad this morning. I had no trouble driving. It was not a danger on the road. But if you're running a fever and stuff, that is hardly recommended. So let the doctor get it to Adam's Drugs, and Adam's Drugs will get it to you. It's part of the service. You're not going to get that kind of service from the big box store pharmacies, which have become, you know, these mega-merged conglomerates where you're just another face in a sea of patients. And that individualized personal service just ain't going to be there. I use the word Mayberry-esque because it is so warm and friendly. And there sometimes, you know, a throwback type of approach is the best. Now, they have, of course, a state-of-the-art system to get your prescription information registered or transfer, whatever you want to do. And they will fight hard for every penny on your deductibles. And the shops, the drugstores have gift shops. And if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup to feel better, well, you can get one of those, too. And a copy of Boom Magazine, generally, as well. Adam's Drugs, 12 locations near you. Go to adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. The one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael has a wellness clinic. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Traffic, your local news, and then we're back with today's edition of Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident to tell you about. It's at the Selma Highway and the Mobile Highway, so if that's part of your way into work this morning, be careful there. If you're on the boulevard, things are moving along pretty well. We're starting to see quite a bit of traffic build up around the intersection, so watch yourself there. If you are on the interstates, everything looks great on I-65 and on I-85. The traffic is moving along at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any hang-ups on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we get our work week started. When you're in an accident, you have have lots of questions and need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to provide the lawyers.
Monday, that's the day. Gotta rush to work or be late.
Monday, oh no, it's
rush to work or be late.
Monday, oh no, it's Monday.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour, resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When nothing else will quench your thirst, it's time to answer Nature's Call.
Nature's Call.
Introducing the first hydrating drink that went through someone's kidneys.
Nature's Call.
Break the seal and let the golden goodness shower your thirst.
Nature's Call.
Every bottle of Nature's Call is freshly discharged after drinking from crisp mountain springs.
Nature's Call.
And when you need the kick of caffeine and electrolytes, try all new Leaking Lizard.
Nature's Call and Leaking Lizard. You're in for refreshment.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 17th, Eat Your Vegetables Day. But I don't want to eat my vegetables. I don't want to open wide. I don't care that the choo-choo train has to go into the tunnel. Gross. Have a yucky Eat Your Vegetables Day.
And now,
you never know what'll turn up in.
See? He did that
not feeling well.
Under duress.
He did his convoluted intro and then he passed away.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Wait till after random facts.
Yeah, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, you got a couple of live spots coming up too. You probably want to get those in before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shut off.
Just don't walk towards the light.
Good Lord.
And when and yeah, give it time so that you can go downstairs and record some, you know, evergreen ones so they can run after your pets.
You told
Stop
me.
It.
I
Stop
remember
it.
One morning, I forget what was going on.
We got to have something for Ross.
But Rich told me to walk towards the light.
I was telling you not to. That's okay. I know you remember it that way.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah.
Lord.
Did you know an economist won the lottery 14 times by calculating when the jackpot was worth more than the cost of buying every possible number combination for that lottery? However, he did this at a time when rules was different. Mm. In the this comes from the Daily Herald out of Chicago.
Chicago.
The Daily Herald, the Arlington Daily Herald there?
Suburban Chicago's information source.
Yeah.
The Daily Herald. His name is Stefan Mandel. And in the 1960s, he was living in Romania, but he decided to win the lottery by calculating, the number of tickets and the winnings and that. And then he got friends to help invest. He's like, put in this much money. We win this jackpot. You'll get this much out of it. And he won.
But you can't do that.
And then he kept winning. And he kept winning. And he moved
14 times?
Yeah. He moved out of Romania, went to Australia, started working the gambling system there as well. Then he said, let me try to do the United States. So, in Virginia, he picked that state's lottery.
Right.
Virginia boasted fewer number combinations than any other lotteries here in the States back in the 60s, apparently. So he concluded it would only cost $7.1 million to buy every single ticket. At that time, you could legally print and fill out your ticket at home, which you can't do anymore. He gathered funds from thousands of investors and then waited for a pot big enough to justify his daring plan. In 1992, February of 92, he finally got that. The lottery swelled to $27 million. That gave him 3 days to buy every number combination, and he did so from Australia. He fired up 30 computers and 12 laser printers to produce the tickets.
Uh-huh.
He said they used something like 20 or 30 tons of paper. He dropped $60,000 to ship them to Virginia. From there, there was a businessman who worked for him, organized dozens of accountants to go to gas stations and grocery stores in the Norfolk region to make bulk buys using cashier's checks. Hours before the purchasing window closed, one of the stores stopped selling to them. And in the end, they had only paid for somewhere between 5 and 6 million tickets, but that was lucky enough to get them the win, and they won $27 million. Not only did they win that, but all the other tickets they bought paid out in other small, smaller amounts.
Wow.
But the Australian Securities Commission, the FBI, both investigated him. The Virginia Lottery tried to stop the payout, but everything was completely legal. Except it's not now, and not anymore.
Thanks for ruining it.
Yeah, right.
Stefan.
The investors who put that in there, they didn't get rich. After taxes and paying dozens of people needed to pull off the plan, the investors saw about $1,400 return on their $4,000 investment.
Not good.
Although, oddly enough, the ringleader paid himself a nice $1.7 million consultant fee.
Of course.
Stefan was a smart guy.
Yeah. He's an economist. Did you know in Rochambeau, rock, paper, scissors? What are you giggling about?
Go ahead.
Why? I'd rather know what you're giggling about before I continue
because
further.
South Park.
Oh, yeah. I got to understand that laugh usually means South Park.
Well, I know that none of y'all know what I'm talking about, so I just don't even bring up things anymore.
In rock, paper, scissors, on the first throw, paper is the best choice. Paper ties with paper, and statistically, scissors is the least popular choice overall.
On the first throw?
On the first throw. Also, men favor rock more than any other...
Because you don't have to do anything, but just make a fist.
Just a fist.
Lazy.
Well, you already make the fist because you're doing...
Exactly.
Did you know Sam Houston?
Right.
Famous for the Sam Houston Institute of Technology. Or Sam Houston IT, as we like to call it. He's the general who led Texas to victory in its war for independence from Mexico.
Right.
Served as its president during its 10 years of independence.
Correct.
He was removed from office and governor of Texas when it
seceded.
Ugh.
Ugh. It's hard.
1861, after refusing to take an oath of allegiance to the Confederacy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Didn't I know that?
I didn't know that either.
Did you know of Kim Peek? He is a speed reader.
Speed reader, yeah.
But it's interesting in the way he does this. I would love to look at him to see how this works. Speed reader Kim Peek can read a book in an hour.
What?
He scans the left page with his left eye.
What?
Then the right page with his right eye. And that's how he speed reads.
So he has like those crazy lizard eyes that go all directions.
But probably has a red thing that comes down from his throat too, to scare people off.
How can your brain work that fast?
He also has an exceptional memory. He's able to accurately recall the contents of 12,000 books.
Did you ever see one of those devices they use to teach people to read faster? You put it over a page and you would read above the line, and the line would go faster and faster, forcing you to read faster. That was part of the speed reading technique.
My problem with speed reading is it's retaining the information. I can speed read, sure, but after I'm done, can you go back and can I give you an idea?
Yeah.
No.
Well, who was it? Evelyn Wood that came up with that speed reading thing?
That was a big deal, too, in the 70s.
Right. It's just my brain can't work that fast. Yeah. And then some writers agonize over a comma, where to put a comma or a semicolon. They agonize over it. And when you're speed reading, you just zip right past it.
Yeah.
Did you know two metal detectorists, which is apparently a word?
In the rural area. Nicaragua.
Two metal detectorists thought they had found a stash of Roman gold coins that they estimated to be worth about 250,000 pounds, discovered that the coins were actually a worthless prop for a TV show called The Detectorists.
With Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Did you know in the 1800s, thousands of pigs roamed the streets of New York City?
New York City?
Providing the only source of sanitation, they were eating trash and waste. Children were attacked. Pigs held up traffic. Carriages fell over. Pigs eventually outnumbered humans, leading to disease and political unrest between the upper and lower class in the 1800s of New York City.
Wow. There's a good TV spot for an insurance company right now, and it's all about a guy. He's riding a giant pig down the street because he can't afford car insurance.
Right.
And then a guy on a Harley pulls up next to him and says, "Nice hog."
It's
pretty funny.
Yeah.
Did you know when Queen Anne of France died in 1514, her heart was cut out, placed in a golden heart casket, where it sat for the last 500 years? Until April 14th of 2018, when it was stolen from the display case at the Archaeology Museum, Thomas Dobray Archaeology Museum. I don't know where that's located. Probably in France.
Yeah, I'm going to go with France.
Yeah, but it was stolen just last year.
But the person that thought they were getting a nice gold box opened that up and said,
Oh, wait, I have a follow-up here. It was recovered.
Oh, it was.
We need the update music from Unsolved Mysteries.
Mysteries.
Yeah. Update.
Yeah.
All right, will you find me that, and I will put it in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Police arrested two men who led them to the buried but safe hall near the western city of St. Nazaire. That is where they found the Golden Heart casket.
Wow.
It looks exactly like what you would think a Golden Heart casket would look like.
Well, they chose to bury her heart separately.
I don't know.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's really
I love him. I just love him. On a
counter.
We did
look that up.
There's a whole thing, by the way, called NEPA Speak.
Yeah.
That's northeastern Pennsylvania. And I watched a video primer on it. It was hysterical. How you shorten words and all that, the way they talk. It's pretty funny stuff.
Somebody in the comments said, can you translate what the case, there's writing on the heart, on the casket. Can you translate what it says? And the reply was, there's a place in France. Don't you remember the poem?
No.
You don't know that one? There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
And what?
You've never heard this?
No.
I don't know it either.
My gosh.
I was down with the whole Nantucket thing, but I never made it to Paris.
Man, why do I hear this? And the three of you have never heard this before.
Never heard that. And I know the random things.
Wow, interesting. Did you know that Roald Dahl wrote a screenplay for the 1967 James Bond film, You Only Live Twice? This is the guy that wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And
Willy Wonka and the Glass Elevator.
James the Giant Peach. Yeah. He wrote all those. And he also apparently wrote the screenplay for You Only Live Twice. He was actually friends with Ian Fleming, but disliked the original novel, so with the blessing of film producers, he heavily changed the story to better fit the big screen.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know Salvator Mundi? That is a painting of Christ holding a crystal orb by Leonardo da Vinci. Is currently the most expensive piece of art ever sold at auction. In 2017, it sold for $450.3 million. In contrast, the whistle always gets me. In contrast, in 2005... During a pre-restoration period on that painting, it sold for less than 10 grand because sellers believed it was just a copy.
Wow.
Until they found out what it was original. Did you know Dolph Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Wasn't he a dude in Rocky that...
He was.
He was Russian.
Yeah.
He was Drago. Russian.
Wasn't he married to...
Yeah, Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah. I think he also played He-Man in that really bad movie with Courtney Cox.
Oh. Yeah. I saw a really funny He-Man thing the other day.
Anyway, he has a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney and also the Royal Institute of Technology. He received a Fulbright scholarship to MIT, and he's a European champion in karate, and he also has an IQ of 160.
What's he doing in his spare time?
Apparently acting. That's what he does in his spare time.
Man.
And finally, did you know, if you're looking to kill yourself...
Oh my, why would you, why?
Apples are really not the way to go. You would need to eat about 200 apple seeds or about 20 whole apples in order to kill yourself.
Oh, that just made me sick. Just made me sick.
I've often wondered.
20 whole apples.
I've been wondering about that all my life. How many apples it would take.
Well, there you go.
Now I know.
20.
And knowing is half the battle.
And those are all your random facts. I'm going to find out who waited on hold through random facts.
Yeah, see if you can get us.
Please be a dial tone.
There is one word that can spare you now that we're back in the steamy heat. And our electric bill came yesterday, and I was...
yeah.
Oh, my God. They raised the rates or something? We're going to be making some modifications. One of those will be, I just got to do the master phone thing. If your electric bill arrived and your reaction was,
I'm shocked.
You can reduce that shock by calling 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM. Have a chat with Wade Cannon at Master Foam and find out about foam insulation for your attic and how that can reduce the attic temperature by as much as 40, 50 degrees and therefore cut your electric costs substantially. You can do it on an existing home and save about a third on your electric costs, or you can have a home you're building insulated completely with master foam and save about half on your energy costs. But it's one way you can reduce them now in your existing home. Lowers the attic temperature. And by the way, when that happens, your system doesn't have to work as often or as hard, and it should last longer. So there's a multiplicity of benefits. It's so easy to get the ball rolling. Just call Wade at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, or go to masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
There we go. Earlier in Random Facts, we learned about a heart casket. Whose heart is in that golden heart casket?
See. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer will win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. I didn't get to go yesterday.
No, I know. That was when I was really concerned.
Yeah. 272-9228, first person. At 272-9228, the winning answer wins $10 free shopping at Food Outlet now.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 7 o'clock rush hour, and the traffic jam ups on I-65 have begun. Watch out when you approach the downtown area on 65 South. Our slowdown has started around the river bridges, and it'll be there most of the morning. If you're on I-85, there aren't any problems for you. The boulevard traffic is building up rather quickly. Look out for congestion around the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and around I-85. If you're coming in on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a big crowd rolling with you, so watch the traffic around you this morning. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's give Don W. a chance to win this thing here. Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Don, you there?
Yes.
Hello. Do you know whose heart is in that golden heart casket?
I think you said Queen Anne of France.
That would be correct.
Good job.
Yay.
Also, just, you're not familiar with that poem I was talking about, were you?
You know what? I think that I had heard that, but I don't know all of it.
I don't know much of it either. I just remember it from being a kid.
Mm. Yeah, I had heard it, but just in parts. I do not know the whole thing.
Mm. I don't either. But yeah, so
it wasn't part of my.
Why do I remember it?
Can you Google it so we can hear the whole thing?
I felt so ignorant when I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I never heard it either. We didn't have it up north.
It may just be in a Talk County thing.
A crappy public school.
All right, man. Well, congratulations. You are our winner this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I listen every day. I love your show.
Oh, that's great. We love that. It's really tough on a Monday, but we appreciate your call.
Hang on the line, and Jay will get your info.
Yeah. The Streets of Cairo, or The Poor Little Country Maid, also known as the Snake Charmer song, mm-hmm. is a well-known medley in the United States.
Apparently not real well-known.
Alternate titles for children's songs.
1 in 4 know it.
Using this melody include The Girls in France and the Southern Part of France.
Uh-huh.
This song is often associated with the Hoochie Coochie Billy Dance.
Oh, okay.
You would recognize the melody if I played. And can I play it here? Yeah, I think I can.
Oh, yeah.
I
know. Of course we know that.
Yeah, and so, anyway, they put lyrics to it. And yeah, I'll have to look those lyrics up. Let me get his information.
Yes, let's do that at 7:35. Let's get his information.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Timing is everything. I was in San Diego for a weather conference for a few days. The weather was perfect, but your weather here was perfect while I was gone. Then, when I flew back, Oh my gosh, yesterday was awful with the heat and humidity. And today, mostly sunny, hot, and humid again with a high around 92. Heat index will be approaching 100 again with some random afternoon storms. Rain chances, you know, 20 to 30% coverage on the storms, so not every town will get one. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and storms a little bit more numerous, but still random. Best chance afternoon and evening, highs 90 to 92. And then on Thursday, thunderstorms are likely. And on Thursday, we have the best chance of seeing, you know, some stronger storms, possibly even a few severe storms, maybe on Thursday. With the storms thinning out a little bit on Friday and Saturday, and back to widely scattered Sunday. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly clear skies. Our temperature is 74, but that's not the stickler. The bad number is the dew point, which is 72 now at 737.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Our winner will be able to take that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate today or tomorrow. These are the specials.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is cost plus 10 throughout the store, but with a $10 gift certificate, you could get 9 bottles of 2-liter Coke products.
That's not what I'm looking at. I'm look at the split chicken breast, 98 cents a pound.
Are you
kidding me?
We're just scratching the surface here. You could walk out with 5 boxes of honey, big boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios. Well, you wouldn't have to shop for those again for some time if you did that.
Look at the T-bone steak price.
$5.95 a pound.
You know what that would cost in the big stores?
When I do that, I get kind of like, I want to run through the aisles and like Charlton Heston at the end of Southern Grease. You're getting ripped off, people! Because you are. You're getting a buy one, get one free, and then they're paying, you know, whacking you for retail.
I know.
I could not eat as well as I do if I were still shopping at the chain. I do my big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet,
mm-hmm.
and I figure it's a $15 to $20 savings every week without fail. Plus, they're nice and friendly. And it's all about the groceries. Great group of people over there at Coliseum Boulevard. Food Outlet on Highway 14. Put down who you, what you're doing in Twice a Day Millbrook. And got you with that one, didn't I?
Yep.
Not that soon. Or, of course, on Main Street in the preferred community just west of Highway 31 for Food
Outlet. I told some people in San Diego about Twice a Day Millbrook, and I think some of them are moving.
I think we should name, we should ask all of our resident cities and towns to give us an approximation. Because I know it's twice a month, Deedsville, I heard that.
Twice a month.
Somebody else said it was once a month. That'd be fun if we could start, you know, getting some real rigid information on these cities and how often they, you know, do that. We have a True the Bologna, it's Eat Your Vegetables Day. We got a True the Bologna all about vegetables. We could do that then there. But that's not our only option.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because we got a conundrum here, too. So, but at 7:39, I am going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not back, Jay, Emily, and Rich will be here to continue the fun.
From the Fox Business Network, Pfizer is expanding its cancer business. It is buying Array BioPharma, which makes treatments specifically for skin cancer. It's also working on treatments for colon cancer. Pfizer is paying $11.4 billion. Airbus will make a new single-aisle mid-size long-range jet. It unveiled the A321 XLR at the Paris Air Show. It can fly up to 4,700 nautical miles and will be ready in the year 2023. American Airlines claims its dispute with mechanics has reached a crisis point and it's seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent unions from slowing repair work. The airline sued the mechanics union last month, alleging a work slowdown. The unions deny American's allegations and say the lawsuit is an attempt to prevent contract talks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
This 3 seconds brought to you by the sound of the guy who has the obnoxious habit of locking his car multiple times.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the presentees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at Newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Hey, how about a little Father's Day conspiracy?
All right.
This made the round yesterday.
So that's Clinton on the right.
And that's his son by some rampant woman. Not rampant.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it is said. I don't know the DNA tests have ever been conducted, but that's been going around for years.
Wow.
Wishing him a... He says, even though you abandoned me for Chelsea, I still want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
It's heavy. It's too heavy for me this early in the morning, man. Let's talk about life's big milestones.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go around the room.
All right.
And for those of you listening at home...
Okay.
You can call or participate as you're driving along. They surveyed 2,000 people.
Our survey said...
The average person made their first friend at what age?
First friend or first, like, lifelong
friend? Yeah, this is not right or wrong. So what? How old would you say you made your first friend?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Still working on it, Jay?
Probably.
I was...
Before I could even remember. It got to be, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, maybe earlier than that.
I would think when I started going to daycare.
My parents and the neighbor's parent, my parents and the neighbor's parents were very good friends and both had the kids around the same age. And so, or around the same time, I guess. And so that's how we became friends.
Yeah, my first buddy was Kerry Watt. I wonder if he ever found out that it's my earliest memory. You want to hear this? It's pretty racy.
Okay.
Because I remember it vividly, and I was still... Did you see the picture of me on Facebook yesterday? When I was
which
a
one?
I don't think so.
There were multiple pictures
I
yesterday.
Don't think so.
This one here.
Oh.
That's my dad with me taking my first steps.
Oh.
And I stole a cue from Mr. Thomas here because Rich wrote a lovely note to his dad. And I said, thank you for being there for my first steps and all the big ones later in life. And it was next to a picture of me.
I'm glad you still don't dress, you know, dress like that anymore.
Like this? Hey, man, that was 80s. That was very cool. Paisley top, V-cut. Yeah. Hey, come on, tell me I don't look.
I didn't say anything. Your hair is awfully large.
It was big. Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
She turned...
Das ist gut.
She turns fetish on us here towards the end. Anyway, the Watts lived next door. And I remember my mother, Stella, came over. And my mother had picked me up and was holding me in her arms. And Stella was standing there facing her. And I thought it would be fun to bounce the palm of my hands off Stella's chest.
Of course you would.
Started early.
No matter what age.
But I didn't know I'd done anything wrong. I'm only like, what, 2 years old or whatever. My mother was so horrified.
Well, of course. Naturally.
All right. Now you've endured that story again. Average person made their first friend at 5. How old were you when you learned to ride a bike?
Gosh.
Seven or eight.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about not the training wheels.
Yeah,
you're
able
about
to solo.
Yeah, I was probably seven or eight. Yeah.
Let's see, swim. Learned that early.
Oh, I learned that early too. I wouldn't stay out of the water. I love to swim.
We went to the YMCA and took that, yeah, that class with Mr. Moniz. He was a stern guy.
I remember my dad taught me how to dive. I don't remember when I learned how to swim.
Well, he didn't really learn how to swim at my high school until we had naked swimming in high school.
So weird.
That's right. That is weird.
Well,
I mean, we
had to swim naked.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Yeah, it was a health thing.
I love
it. Caused tornadoes. We caused monsoons or
tornadoes.
Tidal waves, because in the pool.
The pool.
The atmosphere.
There. That's right. Yeah.
Because you want to know why?
First roller coaster at age?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
That was the average number you just said.
Yeah.
It was 10 or 11.
I remember I didn't like it at all. And I remember my first experience that I do remember being on a roller coaster and not liking it was at the Miracle Strip.
Love Miracle Strip.
For me, it was at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. It still has more. I would love
to go to that one.
More rides than any other amusement park in the world.
Love roller coasters. Love the big swings.
Was that a Six Flags or?
No, it is. It is a one of its own. There is no other park associated with Cedar Point.
Now, I changed my mind on roller coaster. I didn't want to go on the roller coaster. My dad was like, you're going to go. Good, let's go. Put me on there when I didn't want to go. And so I didn't enjoy it. And then finally, when I got older, I loved roller coaster.
Miracle Strip is where I did the big swing. You know what I'm talking about? The big, the swing.
Pirate ship or the swing that spins?
The swing that you have the seat and they all spin out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The swing that spins. Gotcha.
Yeah. Loved it. Love all that stuff. Love it.
Broke their first bone at 14. That was what the average was. I did not break a bone until a little bit later. The second time I broke a car.
One bone in my hand in my entire life. That is the only broken bone.
Same. I've only broken one bone. It was my left arm.
I broke my big toe. And
who's got my big toe?
Toes are a bear. Oh man,
that was awful.
How did you break it?
Do you want to know? Because you want to know why?
How you do that?
How old were you first?
Were you stubby?
I was 12.
Okay, I was about to say old enough to drink.
Shut up.
But no,
that's a different story.
Ruin that one out.
Was that kindergarten?
No. This was, I was with a friend's family at Smith Lake in North Alabama and jumped off an old pier that had, like, my toe got stuck when I jumped.
Ouch.
So I was, like, half hanging in the water.
No.
I tried to get my foot out.
And you criticize me for some of the things I say? Oh, my God.
What did I say? That was awful.
Let's see. First kiss, age what?
Two. I don't know.
Mine was in a school play.
Same.
Oh.
Same.
And,
same.
It was so embarrassing.
But mine wasn't a school play.
I stressed.
It was a daycare play.
Oh, my God.
It's still school?
Daycare. Kissing in daycare.
Whoa. What kind of daycare did you go to?
I went to KinderCare in Prattville, and a friend, and I don't know how old I was at the time. I want to say I was maybe six. And we did the group had to do a version of I guess nursery rhymes or something like that. And so we did one with Georgie Porgy. And so I played Georgie Porgy. And I had to kiss the girls and make them cry.
I kissed.
And so I kissed the girls.
This was a school fight song.
I kissed Donna Snoring.
Snoring?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Donna.
Well, I may be able to outdo you. Mine was Joy Somerville.
Oh.
And the first kiss is the one where you get it and you have this reaction and you're not really sure what's going on.
Is that really
amazing. Listening to Hanky Panky by Tommy James.
My baby does the hanky panky.
And how old are you?
A Wonder 26. Years episode.
26.
that what you said?
No. I think it was
an
eighth grade graduation party or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, around 1986.
What other firsts are on that list?
We fell in love for the first time at 18. I'll disagree. I'll say 16 on that.
No idea.
Moved out of the parents' house at 21. I was a little younger.
Still hasn't happened.
I was 18. I was done at 18.
Bought their first car, quit their first job for a better one at 23. Yeah, that's about right for me.
Yeah. I bought my first car. It's out there in the parking lot right now. That was in 2014.
I was given one. Mom and Dad helped me purchase one in I was 16 or 17.
You get a cool Chevy Vega like I do.
No, I had a Opel Cadet Rally.
Oh, an Opel Cadet Rally.
4-speed.
You are cooler than I am.
I don't even know what that is.
4 on the floor.
You know what's going on at Baumhauer's downtown right now? They're having breakfast.
Yay!
Everybody knows Baumhauer's the first thing you think of is lunch and dinner, but when you consider the portion sizes and everything else at Baumhauer's, why not try a Baumhauer's breakfast? You can park at no charge underground in the garage at 201 Union. Walk in air-conditioned comfort to the restaurant and sit down and enjoy your favorites from pancakes, sausage, bacon, and their breakfast bowl series, which is really awesome. So give it a chance. Get ahead of the world one day and go down and try breakfast at Baumhauer's. Go to Baumhauer's.com for more menu information. Of course, the Boulevard location is open for lunch or dinner 7 days a week.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our Monday morning traffic, and we do see our slowdown we always see on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so watch out around the Northern Boulevard. That's where the slowdown begins at this time. If you're on I-85, there aren't any problems headed northbound or southbound. The boulevard is moving along pretty well. Lots of traffic out there, so be careful with the cars around you. And the 31s are pretty crowded this morning, but everybody's moving along smoothly. There's a lot of traffic bunching up around Taylor Road and the hospital area, also around AUM. Once you head on south on Taylor Road, things are busy at East Chase, and that goes all the way out to Vaughn Road this morning. Let's be careful as we get on into work. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers. Party!
A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Bluewater Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat forever marked diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at Caravina.